Welcome to our service for Mothering Sunday. Hallelujah, sing to Jesus. His the scepter, his the throne. Hallelujah, his the triumph, his the victory alone. Our opening hymn. Time of penitence. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. John is our Bible reader today.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Darlleniad o Lyfr Exodus. Genedigaeth Moses. Priododd gŵr o dylwydd Lefi ag un o ferched Lefi. Beichiogodd Hithai ac Esgor a'r fab, a phanwelodd ei fod yn dlws, fe'i cuddiodd am 3 mis. Ond gan na allai ei guddio'n hwy, cymerodd gawell wedi ei wneud o'r lafrwyn a ddwbio a chlai a ffug. Rhoddodd y plentyn ynddo a'i osod ymysg yr hesg ar lan afon neil. Yr oedd chwaer y plentyn yn sefyll nepell oddi wrtho er mwyn cael gwybod beth a ddigwyddo iddo. Daeth merch Faro i ymdrochi yn afon neil tra oedd ei myrynion yn cerdded ar y lan. A phan welodd y cawell yng nghanol yr hesg, anfonodd un ohonynt i'w nôl. Wedi iddo ei agor fe welodd y plentyn ac yr oedd y bachgen yn wylo. Tosturiodd Hithai wrtho a dweud, un o blant yr Hebreaid hwn. Yna, gofynodd chwaer y plentyn i ferch Faro, a gaf i fynd i chwilio am famaeth o blith gwragedd yr Hebreaid i ddifagu'r plentyn i ti. A tebodd merch Faro, dos. Felly aeth y ferch ymaeth a galw mam y plentyn. Dywedodd merch Faro wrth honno, cymer y plentyn hwn a'i fagu i mi. Ac fe roddai fynnau dal i ti. Felly cymerodd o raig y plentyn a'i fagu. Wedi'r plentyn dyfu i fyny, aeth ag ef yn ôl at ferch Faro. Mabwysiadodd Hithai ef a'i enwyn Moses, oherwydd iddi ddweud, tynnais ef allan o'r dŵr. Dyma air yr arglwydd. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. This is the word of the Lord.
Most highly favored lady.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. It's nearly always a mistake to illustrate your argument by comparisons with Nazism and the Holocaust, as Gary Lineker did last week. We'd probably never have heard of his tweet if he'd not included in it a reference to Nazi Germany in the 1930s. But in truth, his tweet severely underestimated how grotesque Nazi propaganda was, both in what it alleged against the Jewish people and in the extreme measures the Nazis were prepared to take against them from the first. National Socialism began in violence, a violence justified by the idea that there was a concealed Jewish conspiracy behind the German government which kept the German people in thrall. No such allegation can be made against the people crossing the channels today, and the measures which our government proposes against them fall far short of the violence inflicted by the Nazis on Jews, and indeed on others, from day one. Sadly, a much more similar allegation against the Jewish people is made in the first chapter of the book of Exodus, which is the chapter preceding our Old Testament reading today. In chapter 1, Pharaoh tells the Egyptian people that the Jews are breeding at an alarming rate, and they're a threat to the native Egyptians, who will be overrun. He orders harsher and harsher measures against the Hebrews, until the day when indeed a kind of ancient Holocaust is ordered. Every Hebrew born a boy is to be murdered immediately at birth by the Hebrew midwives. What follows is an organized resistance in which the Hebrew women play a prominent part. Horrific though that background is, the story of the midwives' resistance is told with some humor, as they skillfully use Pharaoh's own racist prejudice and fear against him. They can't kill the Hebrew babies, they tell him, because the Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They drop their babies too quickly and spirit them away. Pharaoh is only too easily convinced. It fits his imagined picture of the Hebrews breeding uncontrolled like rats or rabbits, threatening the Egyptians. The Egyptians, who are, of course, literally the master race, the masters of the Hebrew slaves, whom they are treating with growing harshness and evil cruelty. One of the Hebrew women who manages to spirit her baby away is the mother of Moses. She gives birth to her son and puts him in a basket to take his chances on the River Nile, while his sister watches from a distance. Everyone we hear of in this little story is female. Pharaoh's daughter has come down to the river to bathe with her female attendants. She may have had male guards too, but if so, they are not mentioned. It's one of her maids whom she sends to bring Moses to her in his basket when she sees him in the reeds. Pharaoh's daughter is in no doubt about what kind of child she has found. "This must be one of the Hebrews' children," she says. She can have been in no doubt either what her father's policy towards the child would be. He must be murdered, like all the other Hebrew boys must be. But she is moved to pity when she sees him crying. And then another woman, perhaps more likely a young girl, takes a hand. Moses' sister, presumably his sister Miriam, whose name we learn later. She's loitering casually nearby. Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Nothing in the story suggests that Pharaoh's daughter is stupid. She knows perfectly well who this readily available Hebrew wet nurse will be, this Hebrew woman who must, by coincidence, recently have given birth. Miriam's wide-eyed innocence does not deceive her, and was almost certainly not intended to. They are speaking, woman to woman, and hatching the conspiracy which will save the child's life and make sure that he thrives. In this story, women, as well as being those who give birth to life, who nurture and sustain it, are also those who will protect it. From the insecurity of his basket cast adrift upon the Nile, Moses is rescued from slavery to a life of safety, presumably a life of luxury, in the palace of the king. As the writer of our Epistle to the Hebrews makes clear many centuries later, the whole story points also to one who is greater than Moses. There is a foreshadowing here of the story of Christ. We know that later Moses left the palace of the king to align himself with his oppressed and suffering people, to become their leader and ultimately their saviour. So also Christ, we read in Philippians, left behind his divine glory and was born in human likeness, so that through his suffering he might rescue and redeem his fellow human beings. In Charles Wesley's words, he left his father's home above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Just as there is thus a parallel between the lives of Moses and Jesus, so also there must be a painful parallel in the history of the women who nurtured and protected their life. Just as it must have pierced the heart of Pharaoh's daughter when the child she had rescued and adopted rejected her love and the home she had provided for him, so also we read in today's gospel, a sword will pierce the soul of Mary, the mother of Christ, when he leaves her to fulfill his destiny, culminating ultimately in his death on the cross. Today is Mothering Sunday. Our readings remind us that in the natural course of life, every new life is sustained, nurtured, and protected by a mother. They remind us too that no mother can forever protect, and so every mother must one day release the life to which she has given birth and nurture, and that no mother will ever be immune from the pain which her child may suffer thereafter. We remember especially today every mother whose soul has been pierced by the loss of her child in Ukraine, in sub-Saharan Africa, in the rubble of a Turkish earthquake. But above all today, we give thanks. We give thanks for the miracle of new life and for the love of the women who nurture and sustain it. In Luke chapter 11, there is an anonymous woman who shouts to Jesus from the crowd, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." We don't know who she was or what she had understood about Jesus, but she knew that every human being who walks the earth, even the Son of God himself, begins life first in the womb, and then at the breast of the mother who nurtures them. We give thanks today for all mothers, and especially for our own. Amen.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold, refine as fire, my heart's one desire is to be
Now it's time for our prayers. Begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En tad yr hynoeten y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y dernas gwneled y wychlis, megis yn y nef fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyron ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau ni ein dyledion fel y maddau ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwyn ni y brofed i gaeth, eithi gwared ni rhag drwg, Cynni seith o ti o'r deirnas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oesoedd. Amen.
The intercessions for this, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Heavenly Father, we pray this Sunday for your presence with those struggling with the cost of living crisis. We pray for the government and the budget this week, to help stir recovery in the economy. We humbly pray for an end to the current difficulties. We pray for a stabilizing of inflation and ask for an end to the high energy costs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we humbly pray for those in the conflict in Ukraine. We pray for an end to the conflict and ask for reconciliation in this region. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the emergency services in Turkey and Syria. We pray for the Red Cross and Médecins Sans Frontières and those involved in helping recover the situation after the tragedy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the congregations of this LMA, the clergy and lay ministry. And Lord, we pray especially for Bishop Joanna and ask for your spirit to help her with her decision on when to return to work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for this parish of Newquay and the preparations for the summer season. Lord, keep those safe travelling to this area and protect those with vested interests. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Watch, O Christ, with those who are weary and wandering or weeping this day. Guide them to your house of peace. And lead us as congregations to be a caring fellowship. And Lord, on this Mothering Sunday, we pray for all mothers in this world. Keep them safe in their caring. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
the Lenten blessing. Christ crucified, draw you to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you always. Amen.